Welcome to Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Steve Sachs. Batting second. The second baseman, Craig Griebeck. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ellis Burks. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The DH, Bo Jackson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack McDowell. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Harold Reynolds. Batting second. The right fielder, Mark McLemore. Batting third. The center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting fourth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting sixth. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting seventh. The first baseman, David Segui. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jamie Moyer. And now, play ball. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Sachs hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Craig Griebeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griebeck bunts towards third. Hewlett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sachs moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ventura hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. McLemore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griebeck fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. There goes McLemore. The throw from Carcoviche and he is out, Griebeck applying the tag. Two outs. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Sachs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Carcoviche strikes out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Guillen hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of McLemore. Guillen reaches second base with a double. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Sachs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sacks hits a line drive into right field. McLemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Grebeck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grebeck hits a fly ball into right field. McLemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hoyles hits a fly ball into right field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. David Segui is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Segui hits a fly ball into left field. Sacks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Burks is 0-for-1 in the game. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ventura hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Burks moves to third. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hewlett hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Grebeck reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark McLemore batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McLemore is 0-for-1 in the game. McLemore hits a line drive into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Segui scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. One out. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Karkoviche is 0-for-1 in the game. Karkoviche strikes out. Two outs. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gielen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gielen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Segui scoops it up and throws to first, with Moyer covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Devereaux is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Devereaux hits a fly ball into left field. Sacks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoyles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grebeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. David Segui is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Segui is 0 for 1 in the game. Segui hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Segui moves to third. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Sachs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sachs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sachs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Grebeck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grebeck takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Thomas strikes out. 2 outs. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burks takes first base on ball 4. Grebeck moves to second. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Grebeck moves to third. Burks moves to second. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grebeck scores. Burks scores. Ventura moves to third. It's 5-2, White Sox. Jim Poole now pitching. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Ripken fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Reynolds is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLemore is 0 for 2 in the game. McLemore hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Devereaux strikes out. 2 outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grebeck fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Karkovice is 0 for 2 in the game. Karkovice hits a fly ball into right field. McLemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Poole fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Sax is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Sax is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sax hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Ripken strikes out. One out. Chris Hoyle's batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Hoyle's is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoyle's hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. David Seghe is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Seghe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Seghe hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Anderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Grebeck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grebeck takes first base on ball 4. Todd Froworth now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Thomas hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-2, White Sox. Ellis Burks batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Burks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burks hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There goes Burks. The throw from Hoyles and he is safe. Burks steals second. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ventura is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Burks moves to third. One out. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Jackson hits a line drive into right field. McLemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Burks tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-2, White Sox. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Tim Raines now playing left field. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hewlett strikes out. One out. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLemore is 0-for-3 in the game. McLemore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Orioles 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carcoviche is 0 for 3 in the game. Carcoviche hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Guillen hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-2, White Sox. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Raines hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of McLemore, who is chasing the ball. Raines reaches third base with a triple. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Grebeck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Grebeck hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Pasqua pinch hits for Frank Thomas. Brad Pennington now pitching. Dan Pasqua batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Pasqua takes first base on ball four. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Burks is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Burks hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Raines tags and scores. Two outs. It's 11-2, White Sox. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ventura is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Ventura hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Dan Pasqua now playing first base. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Devereaux is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Devereaux hits a line drive into right field. Burks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Baines hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-3, White Sox. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ripken is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Ripken hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hoyles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hoyles hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Raines. Hoyles reaches second base with a double. Ripken goes all the way around to score. It's 11-4 White Sox. Roberto Hernandez now pitching. David Segui is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Segui is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Segui hits a fly ball into right field. Burks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Anderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hoyles scores. It's 11-5, White Sox. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Anderson moves to second. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-3 in the game. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Orioles 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Olson now pitching. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Jackson is called out on strikes. 1 out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-4 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkoviche is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Karkoviche hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLemore is 0-for-4 in the game. McLemore hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Raines. McLemore reaches second base with a double. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Devereaux is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hernandez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McLemore moves to third. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Devereaux moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ripken hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Grebeck catches it and throws to second with Guillen covering, to double up Devereaux. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 11, and Baltimore Orioles, 5. Goodbye from Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore.